Can we take a moment to acknowledge how crazy the world feels right now? With changes occurring at so many levels and major uncertainty lurking in the not too distant future, finding peace seems like a distant dream. Now, in the midst of this chaos, stress and anxiety are real, and caring for our mental health and well-being is more important than ever. From juggling work deadlines and managing personal relationships, to watching political unrest and violence play out on the world stage, it's no wonder we struggle to find inner peace. Well, let's dive into the best way to overcome the challenges many of us face when trying to stay calm in the midst of a storm. Today, we'll look at how Jesus taught us to navigate through the chaos and find peace. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm here to share practical tips and strategies to help you find peace and have joy. Each week, I read a verse or so from the Bible, and I give you a declaration from those verses. And I always ask you to repeat that declaration with me to empower your tongue with truth. Now let's get right into John 20, verse 19, which I'll read from the New International Version. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." This encounter between Jesus and his disciples took place on what we now call Easter Sunday. And it's because of this encounter that you and I can believe and speak this truth. When I have Jesus, I have peace. Now, if you want to stay calm in the midst of a storm, you need to cling to the hope in today's declaration, when I have Jesus, I have peace. I invite you to declare that simple truth with me. When I have Jesus, I have peace. Hours, just hours before his crucifixion, Jesus promised to leave his disciples with the gift of peace. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Soon after Jesus said that, he died on a cross, but rejoined his disciples just 3 days later, and that is when he greeted them with a reminder of his gift of peace. Twice within the span of three verses, and then a third time, just five verses later, Jesus said, "Peace be with you." John 20, verses 19 through 26 tells this story, the story of when Jesus first appeared to his disciples after he died and rose again. Now, if you were to look in your Bible at these verses, you would see that each time the phrase, "Peace be with you," appears, it ends with an exclamation point. Jesus enthusiastically exclaimed that peace, peace with a capital P, was with them. Now, all 13 letters of Paul, both of Peter's letters and one of John's, as well as Jude's letter and even the book of Revelation, contain a form of that very same greeting. Peace be with you. In fact, Paul opened nearly every letter that he wrote with the words, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." From Paul's letter to the Romans, all the way through to John's book of Revelation, only Hebrews, James, 1 John, and 3 John don't open with a variation of this greeting. But you know what? Jesus spoke the phrase, "Peace be with you," only after a significant point in history. after he rose from the dead. Jesus lived and died to bring us peace. Why do you think that Jesus waited until after his death and resurrection to greet his beloved disciples with his peace? Now, I'm going to share the answer in a moment, but first, I invite you to click or tap like if you're enjoying this message, and also please subscribe and also be sure to click or tap that bell for notifications. All right, I am excited to share the reason why Jesus waited until after his death and resurrection to exclaim, "Peace be with you." The answer is found in a prophecy given by Isaiah nearly 700 years before Jesus was born. "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." Jesus brought us peace. Now, the angels in the skies of Bethlehem announcing his birth, like I said, nearly 700 years after that prophecy, knew that having peace hangs on having Jesus. The night of his birth, they told the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." That's from the NIV, and the New Living Translation puts the last part of that verse this way: "Peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." The angels didn't promise the shepherds that there would be peace and goodwill among all people. They said that there would be peace toward people of goodwill. Don't miss this point. The peace the angels spoke about in Bethlehem would be toward people of goodwill, people that God is pleased with. And what pleases God? Faith. The Bible says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Now, if you're not sure whether you are favored of God, whether he is pleased with you, which is the condition of having peace, then I encourage you to watch my video on who is worthy of God's favor. I'll provide a link for you. Now, in crazy times like these, more than ever, I want you to be able to believe and speak this truth: when I have Jesus, I have peace. Not only that, my friend, I want you to have Jesus. Jesus greeted the terrified disciples on that first Easter the same way the angels greeted the terrified shepherds at Christmas. They shared the hope and the promise of peace. Jesus lived and died to bring us peace. The prophet Isaiah called Jesus the Prince of Peace. Having peace is not dependent on being at peace with the world. It's dependent on being at peace with God. Having faith in Jesus is the essence of finding peace in chaos. So, amidst the chaos and the noise of the world, look to Jesus. And don't forget the truth in today's declaration: when I have Jesus, I have peace. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for sending Jesus, the Prince of Peace, to come into this world and to bring peace, goodwill, good tidings, and joy. Oh, Father, thank you, God, that we can have peace in spite of the situation that we're in spite of the chaos in the world. Father, because peace is not contingent on everything being at peace, not inner peace. I love where the scriptures say that we can have that peace that surpasses human understanding, a peace that holds us calm in a raging storm. And that peace is a gift from you because of Jesus. And so, Father God, I pray for anyone, Lord, that needs peace, that they would look to you. You have promised to keep in perfect peace those of us who are steadfast and who keep our eyes on you. Help us, Father, not to focus on the chaos around us, but focus on the promise that you made us, Lord God, that when we have Jesus, we have the peace that surpasses understanding, God. Keep us in that perfect peace, Lord. And for those who don't know you, Lord God, I pray that they would continue searching because you have said that when we seek, we will find. Lord, that they may find the truth of who you are and the indescribable gift of grace, love, mercy, favor that we don't deserve because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me for Believe and Speak. And remember, peace is not the absence of chaos, but rather it's holding on to Jesus within that chaos. I encourage you to spend time in prayer and Bible reading daily, even if it's just for a few minutes. And would you share your tips in the comments for how you focus on the promised peace of God in the midst of a storm you may be going through? I want to build a community of support and encouragement in this crazy world we're living in. Now, a good video to watch next is the one I mentioned earlier on who God favors. I also have a video on, will I make it? If you're not sure if you're going to be in heaven. And then please share this message with a friend who is struggling to find peace. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.